Ladies, I gotta say, you are all stunning. I am so happy to have a chance to talk to you all here. How does it feel being part of this, Grammy Week, and the fact that, you know, the Bengals have made music history in the past, and you guys are still part of this industry? How does that feel?
Feels good, you know? I mean, we're happy that we're still doing this, and it's the thing that we love. You know, what a great blessing for us that we get to play music for a living. So we're just delighted to
just to be here.
Yeah, just to be here.
What would you say is your favorite Grammy moment for you guys, or anything you remember seeing on stage?
Well, I don't know. I like it when if you're not paying a lot of attention, and this happens to a lot of people, you're not paying a lot of attention to what's going on in music during the year, and then something happens. For instance, I think it was last year at the Grammys, and I'm probably going to completely misspeak on this, but I think that's when I first really saw Lady Gaga perform, and they paired her up with Elton John, and I thought that was genius, and I absolutely loved it. And I said, okay, this woman is incredibly talented, and she's not just an art piece, a walking art piece, you know. You know what I mean? Because she does that as well.
Yes.
But you know, when you talk about Lady Gaga, I mean, you guys helped pave that door to be open for her. How does it feel knowing that you guys?
I don't know. I think Joni Mitchell paved the door for Lady Gaga, and so did Madonna. You know, but in a way,
but the thing is, though, for you know, a female group, there, you know, we don't have a lot of that. You
can
say
thousands of.
I mean,
others.
How many are up for Grammys this year? How many all-girl bands are up for Grammys this year?
Oh God, can't think of any.
Yeah. None. Zero.
Right.
Zip.
You know, and you guys opened
just
that door.
Just saying.
So what's happening now with the Bengals? I mean, new music are we looking at here? Like, what's going
on? Yes, we have a new album out. It's called Sweetheart of the Sun, and it takes us back to kind of full circle to when we began as a little garage band, actually.
That's the three of us.
Yeah, the three of us met in a garage and decided to be a band the night we met. And we were very, the bond we had back then was our love of 60s music. Beatles, Birds, Buffalo Springfield, Mamas and Papas. Anyway, all of that stuff is still alive and well and on Bengals vinyl. We actually even have vinyl.
We have vinyl, yeah.
We're very, very old school.
It's coming back.
Retro.
Thank you so much for this interview.